When your truck needs service, every minute counts. That's why Rush Truck Centers offers same-day express service, from preventive maintenance and DOT inspections to brake system repairs and after-treatment cleaning. Their factory-trained technicians are qualified to work on any make or model. With fast, reliable service and competitive pricing at more than 140 locations nationwide, you can count on Rush Truck Centers to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Visit iHeartRush.com and book your next express service appointment.
All right, folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of truth serum for navigating this crazy digital world. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide through all things social media, and trust me, we've got a lot to unpack. Today's topic is something I hear about every single day: how to break free from social media addiction. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, even when there's literally nothing interesting happening? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and your heart leaps into your throat before realizing it's just Aunt Mildred liking a picture of your cat? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can reclaim our time, our attention, and ultimately, our sanity. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to break free from the clutches of social media addiction and step back into the real world, refreshed and re-energized. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, let's get real. Acknowledging you have a problem is the first step to fixing it. You don't need to be scrolling through Instagram for hours every day. I mean, seriously, do we really need to see pictures of people's breakfast bowls 3 times a day? It's a slippery slope, folks. We get hooked on the dopamine rush of likes and comments, but that high fades fast, leaving you craving even more validation. Second, be mindful of your triggers. What makes you reach for your phone? Boredom? Stress? Loneliness? Identifying those triggers is crucial because it allows you to develop coping mechanisms. Instead of mindlessly scrolling when you're feeling down, try going for a walk, calling a friend, or picking up a good book. Third, set realistic goals. Don't go cold turkey. That rarely works. Start small. Maybe try reducing your social media time by 30 minutes each day or designate specific times to check your feeds. Gradually increasing the duration between scrolls can help break the cycle. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a healthy relationship with social media. Fourth, curate your feed intentionally. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or don't add value to your life. Surround yourself with content that inspires you, motivates you, or simply makes you laugh. Your social media should be a positive force, not a constant source of anxiety or comparison. Finally, and this is the most important one, remember your real life. Put down the phone and engage with the world around you. Spend time with loved ones, pursue your passions, and experience the beauty of being present in the moment. Social media should enhance our lives, not consume them. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're at a party with friends, laughing, chatting, genuinely connecting. But you can't help but feel that urge to check your phone every few minutes. You miss out on conversations because you're too busy scrolling through Instagram. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how social media addiction can sabotage real-life connections and experiences. We get so caught up in the digital world that we forget to engage with the people right in front of us. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge the problem, identify your triggers, set realistic goals, curate your feed intentionally, and most importantly, prioritize your real life. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and rediscover the joy of living in the moment. This is not about quitting social media altogether, it's about using it consciously and intentionally. It's about finding a balance that allows you to connect with others, learn new things, and share your passions, all while staying grounded in reality. Ready to take charge? Start small today. Maybe turn off those notifications, set a timer for your scrolling sessions, or simply put your phone away during meals or conversations. Every little step counts. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, connect with others, and let's create a more mindful and fulfilling digital experience together. Until next time, keep it real, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.